We're going to the hotline, and we will be joined by our Hollywood guru, the one and only Al Harris. Al, how are you, my good man?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We'd be doing a lot better if your prediction of Rodney Hood having a huge game actually came to fruition last week.
Yeah.
But you were telling me off air, my friend, you're going to press another hot key. Who's going to play well tonight?
See, this is why I come on and talk movies and not talk sports, because we saw Rodney Hood did the opposite of what I said he was going to do and didn't even get to play on Saturday's bloodbath. But I'm waiting for one of these new guys to show up that have scored in the past and just haven't played well. And I think I'm looking for Clarkson, man. He had a couple good shots at the end of the game, maybe hopefully bring his confidence up. And I think Lou's going to play him a little more, and we need someone else to score consistently off the dribble besides LeBron, especially on those second units. So I'm hoping for a Clarkson, a big Clarkson game, at least 15 points, but we'll see. That's my prediction. But my Hood one, I'm much less confident about this one than I was about the Hood one, because we saw how that turned out.
Yes. Well, we'll find out here in a few hours, my friend. And hopefully you are 100% spot on that prediction. I want to get into the Cannes Film Festival. It's obviously one of the biggest film festivals of the year. You mentioned that some really cool things came out of this. What were your overall thoughts?
So for those that don't know, Cannes is pretty much the biggest festival, international film festival of the year. Obviously, Sundance is the big one in America. And then you have Toronto, Venice, and Berlin. Those are all, like, the big ones. But Cannes has been the biggest for years and still is. It's up in France. And usually the grand jury prize is an international movie that usually ends up scoring an Oscar nomination. And that was this movie out of Japan called Shoplifters. But I think the big one to take out of this is Spike Lee's hopefully return to form. He came out with this movie called Black Klansman, which is the true story of this black FBI operative who ended up getting involved with the KKK and basically infiltrating them undercover. And it stars Denzel Washington's son, Adam Driver. And all I heard is that was the biggest winner out of Cannes. Got a 15-minute standing ovation. Has a release date in August, won the second biggest award at Cannes, the Grand Prix Award, which a lot of American movies don't do. So that's a huge buzz. The buzz has just been out of this world for this movie. And I think it could, from everything before this, it seemed like kind of like a little more of a blockbuster than what Spike Lee's used to. And it's kind of the same, like, you know, Spike Lee pushing the narratives that he usually does. But from what I've heard, this is a little different. Could definitely be in the Oscar conversation at the end of the year and could do a splash at the box office. And I grew up a huge Spike Lee fan, and he hasn't had a big hit in years. So this is really, I'm really looking forward to this one, and hopefully it lives up to what it did at Cannes. And the other things are, there's a couple possible foreign language award nominees or Oscars, and documentary possible Oscar nominees that came out of here, such as the Whitney Houston documentary, and like this movie Shoplifters I was saying. But for American audiences, the big winner was Black Klansman. And as I said earlier, a huge fan of Spike Lee. I'm hoping that that it comes to fruition and becomes a big hit in the States as well.
When do you expect the Black Klansman movie to debut in the States?
The trailer just already came out, and it looks like a lot of fun. Some great casting. Topher Grace plays David Duke, the head of the Klansmen, and looks perfect in that role. And I think that comes out, I could be wrong, but I think it's in August.
Okay, so we've got a few months before that actually makes its way out here. Okay. Now, that's not the kind of film I think that you expect to put forth Infinity War or Deadpool-type numbers, but what are the expectations of the box office for a movie like this?
Well, it depends. You're looking at word of mouth. You're looking at a wintertime movie. So Academy Awards around there, and you're hoping for something like that to, you know, obviously get past the budget that it had, and then hopefully get into, you know, reach that 50 million category, which is still, I know we we're talking about Deadpool, we're talking about those that are just blowing those numbers out of the water, so it doesn't seem like that's still a big deal. But yes, if you can get to $50 million, if you're making more money than what your budget is, it's a good thing. So as long as it can, you know, make that money, get people in the theaters, and if it, you know, has some Oscar buzz and that stuff, it's going to be in the theater longer. So it's not one of those that's going to own the weekend, but it can get there through time.
Al Harris is our Hollywood guru. He joins us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I want to transition here into Deadpool 2 because I've heard nothing but great things. You know, critics before it debuted had said nothing but great things. The audience reviews came in and they gave it a solid A- over the weekend. And as many expected, it was able to take down the monster that was and still to some degree is Infinity War. But what are the things you're hearing about this? Because, I mean, a sequel always pulls in big numbers, but the reviews aren't always great, which makes this particular instance, at least to some degree, a little unusual. What are some things you're hearing about Deadpool 2?
Well, I actually was able to see Deadpool 2 this weekend. And as someone who wasn't the biggest fan of the first one, I actually thought this one was a lot more enjoyable. It did a lot of the things that the first one did well. And got rid of the things I thought it didn't do well. Like I thought there was too many sex jokes that really just weren't that funny. Like, I'm all for a good genitalia joke if it's smart, and if it's not, I'm not hit over the head with it. I feel like they did too much of that. And this time they kind of got away from that and made a lot more pop culture references, a lot more inside jokes. Just had a better supporting cast he had this time with Zazie Beetz and James Brolin. So it just, there were a lot of things that made it just a better movie, in my opinion. And as far as the sequel thing you were saying goes, I think that was the thing, if you're not including the superhero movies, because we've seen time and time again, what is it, with Captain America, I thought the other sequels are better than the first one. Thor, obviously Thor Ragnarok was the best of that series. Like you said, Deadpool 2 I like better. It just depends, because I feel like these aren't necessarily sequels as you would see. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was, because it was basically a rehashing of the original story, really didn't change at all, and wasn't as good. But as you look at comic books, right, there's different books in the series. It's not really a sequel as it is a different story starring the same characters. And I think a lot of these movies do that as well. So I think, while yes, most sequels aren't as good as the original because they try and duplicate the same thing, I don't think that can be said for superhero movies, because they try and tell different stories and try and do different things, which is what Deadpool 2 did. But keeps the same, you know, vibe that makes the first one good and just expands on that.
I'd like to get your take. Do you think this is kind of the movie they wanted to make that first time around? But if you recall, there were no R-rated comic book movies at the time Deadpool 1 came out. Ryan Reynolds had to technically sneak leaked footage out there to kind of get studios to buy into this whole thing. And this time they obviously had the huge cast to go along with it. Do you think this is sort of the progression of what they wanted to make the first time around, but it was still kind of an experiment going forward, and then it killed the box office?
Oh, 100%. I think that's exactly what it was. The studios were very, had a lot of trepidation with making that first one. They were worried about it because there was no track record for something like that. And then they were able to make that. So, yes, there was more money involved in this, even though there are some jokes. They still have a low budget, mm-hmm. which they probably do compared to, let's say, an Avengers. But they were able to a little more freedom. They had a better director involved in this one, one of the guys who directed John Wick. So the action sequences are a little better because of that. And, yeah, I feel like I agree with you that this was the movie that they wanted to make all along. Ryan Reynolds seems more at home in this. That's why I've heard people say it's not as good as the first one, but I totally disagree. I think it does so much, a lot of things better, and doesn't rely on the cheap laughs that the first one did, in my opinion.
We're talking Hollywood with Al Harris, our Hollywood guru here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, I've got to ask you this, because last year we talked a lot in 2017 about how it was kind of a disappointing year at the box office. It really kind of felt like, especially in the summer and in the fall, we hit a little bit of a lull. Would you say this year, comparatively, it's been a better year at the box office? Not to say there haven't been some lulls along the way. There certainly have been. But would you say overall it's been a better year at the box office than 2017 thus far?
Well, I actually got numbers for you, Bull. So I would say, based on the numbers I've read, and actually the first quarter was a little less than last year. I think it was about 10% less. And then this quarter looks like it's tracking up to be about the same. I think it's halfway there with still half the month or the half the quarter to go. But we also have Solo coming out, which will be another big one. Deadpool 2 only has 1 week and has done great numbers. I think probably better numbers than they were anticipating. So with those two, I think we will go past it in this quarter. And then I think it'll be about even the first half of the year compared to last year. And I think we said last year too, like, the first quarter of last year from January to March was quality-wise was so much better than any other year I can remember, with Get Out, Logan, definitely missing a couple others. But because of that, they actually did very good that first quarter, not necessarily great the rest of the year. So it's hard to say, like, oh, they didn't do as good this year. Maybe it's not going to be as good a year. I think last year was much better, like I said, beginning of the year. And I think this summer, I think, is going to be huge this year, as we've already seen. And we still have an Ant-Man coming out, too, in the next couple months. So all of those are going to do big numbers. I don't think Ant-Man 2 will do nearly as well as the other superhero movies, but we're still trending in the right direction. So I think it's pretty much a wash compared to last year.
Yeah, not to mention you've got that Jurassic Park movie coming out later on this summer, too. So there's some pretty big titles.
Why is it I always forget about that one, even though I do think they have a very good director on that one? It looks like a little more like a lot of Jeff Goldblum, which is never a bad thing. So I'm actually excited for that one. I don't know why I always keep forgetting that that's coming out this year and should also do big numbers.
Well, and you know what's going to save the last quarter of this year? A movie that's going to do incredible numbers might actually smash box office records. If I'm not mistaken, I think I've heard some experts say that it's going to obliterate Infinity War. And that would, of course, be Holmes and Watson with the legend that is Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. That's going to carry the final quarter, is it not? Isn't that what experts are saying?
How did I know you were going to go with that one? it'll do good numbers for. I think it will do much better than a lot of the comedies that have come out. I think Game Night was one that did very well, and I think it'll probably do better than Game Night because, yeah, as you said, Ferrell, John C. Reilly, a reunion, and not only will it get people like our age that grew up with that, or have the younger kids, you know, it's got a pretty wide demographic because it still is, you know, their humor still skews a little young, but we grew up with that stuff, so I think it's going to do big numbers, and we'll see.
God, I can't wait. I just can't wait for that movie to come out.
Staying along the same lines, did I not see recently Guy Ritchie and everybody were coming back for a possible Sherlock 3, or am I making that up here, Al?
No, I heard that the rumors. I actually think it may have started shooting. I don't want to talk out of turn here because I don't remember exactly what I heard. But, yes, it's definitely been rumored and I think gone past that. So I'll have more information for you next week about that.
I'm excited about it. I really enjoy those series. At least I did. I'm a big Guy Ritchie fan.
Ooh.
Me too. And I think, and if he's doing the right material, he's still good. Like, mm-hmm. What was that one he did with Henry Cavill? It's escaping my mind right now, but it was so much better than I thought it would be. And I grew up with Snatch and Lock Stock. He's a hell of a director. And I think, yeah, I'm always welcome to a new Guy Ritchie movie. And yeah, the first two were good, so I'm hoping that there is a third one.
Rock and Roll, is that the one you're talking about?
No, A Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, I thought it would be garbage. It was a lot better than I remember.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Dare I say, you guys may have just solved a mystery.
Hey.
See what I did there? I was going to work at least
all
one of those.
All this Sherlock talk, yeah.
Ah, right. Well,
Elementary.
I got you. I saw what you were doing there.
You guys were following. You knew what I was going with that. Yeah. All right, my man. We will finish this the way we finish every other interview with you. What are your picks to click for this week?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man, if it's that time of year or what, but it's been a couple weeks now. I'm just not really excited with a lot. There is a show that I really enjoy coming back for season two. It's a kid show. It's an animated show on Netflix, Troll Hunter, but it's created by Guillermo del Toro, and it's a lot of fun. But I guess my pick to click, and that premieres on Friday, but my pick to click is, as you're talking film festivals earlier, this movie, The Tale, did very, very well in Sundance, got a lot of standing reviews, got picked up by HBO. It's called The Tale, deals with some dark storylines, but so it's not for everyone, but everything I heard was really good. It stars Laura Dern, who's fantastic. So it's called The Tale, that premieres Saturday on HBO. So excited for that one. And if you like kids stuff, Troll Hunters is one of the best out there and a lot of fun, especially if you like monsters and that stuff. So those are my picks to click for now.
Very good stuff, my man. Well, Al, I hope that your Jordan Clarkson prediction is spot on tonight, and hopefully when we have you on again next week, we are talking about the Cavs and, well, I guess probably the Warriors, unless something goes catastrophically wrong for those guys, and another NBA Finals rematch, my friend.
All right, another quick prediction. That series is going seven.
Which
Houston's
going
to win the next one.
You think Houston's going to push that to seven games?
Yep, I'm calling it.
Okay. All right. Well, we won't have you on next Monday because that's Memorial Day, but we'll have you on again next Tuesday probably, and that'll give us a lot to talk about.
Sounds good. I think that prediction might be slightly better than my Rodney Hood, but we'll see.
We'll find out next week. Thanks, Al.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Al Harris, our Hollywood guru, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.